for 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. And make sure that you get there this week for the sale, which is actually going on until May 23rd. It's a savings of 25%. That's 25% off on Pathway, Sinus Survival Supplements, and many others, including practitioner brands. So it includes Metagenix, Zymogen, Nordic Naturals, Thorn, Innate, Biotics, Pure Encapsulations, and many, many more. And customers can shop at the store or call for information and questions 800-869-9159. Now, we're here every Sunday morning. I always remind you about that. And please join us next week for Kevin's nutrition discussion. Our guest today is Dr. David Jernigan. He's a published author and is nationally recognized as a leader in biologic medicine and treatment of chronic illness. I think you're going to be very interested. We're going to have a lot of information about his practice. He has a wide variety of expertise, and he personally has developed over 30 novel natural medicines to date. And as past president of the American Medical Academy of Thermodiagnostics, he is one of the most experienced doctors in the United States in one of the latest FDA-approved adjunctive diagnostic tests, computerized regulation thermodiagnostics. So welcome to the show, doctor.
Well, thank you for allowing me to come on and speak to your listeners.
Let's get started. Give a little bit of background, because some of these terms are new, and I want to make sure when people are listening, they understand what we're talking about. I know you have a lot to tell us.
All right. Well, what we're going to be talking about today is about the heart. Heart disease is still one of the, if not the top killer of people throughout the world, especially in the United States. Matter of fact, about 80% of all physicians even die of heart disease. Isn't that amazing?
That is.
And so it's pretty amazing that the doctors themselves are keeling over from these illnesses. So it's obvious that this is still an imperfect science in the way of treating these illnesses. And literally millions of people in America have heart problems, things like arrhythmias and valve problems. Matter of fact, about 80% of all cardiac conditions are concerning the valves, and there are many foundations that have been formed to try to educate parents about young people, even children and athletes, people in the prime of their life that have sudden arrhythmic death. It's called SADS Foundation, if anybody wants to look that up on the they're excellent educational resource. But the amazing thing, again, is the newest science about the heart that we've been able to put together into a brand new way of addressing these problems called neurocardial synchronization technique. And it's called neurocardial because, again, we're dealing with how the latest understanding of the body is that the body works a lot like a dual processor computer. You have two processors. You have the brain that's in your head, and you have the heart brain. Now, a lot of people have never heard that the heart has a brain of its own, but 65% of the neurons in the heart are identical to brain neurons. And the heart literally sends blood to a certain spot in your brain 5 seconds before you know you're going to use that part of your brain. So if I was going to say Leonardo da Vinci, wherever that word lives inside of my brain, 5 seconds ago, my heart directed blood to that part of my brain.
Very fascinating.
Isn't that amazing? The heart now is understood to be not even classified as an organ anymore. So we have organs in our body and we have glands in our body, right?
Right.
So it's not even classified anymore as an organ because it's an endocrine gland. It's now been shown to influence almost every single organ in your body. Remember, glands do nothing more than produce chemical messengers we call hormones. And hormones are those chemical messengers that tell an organ to increase or decrease doing something.
What I find interesting is this relationship between the brain and the heart as far as neurons and neurotransmitters. We always talk about the bowel-brain connection, and I think the lay public certainly is informed on that issue. But this is news.
This is new, and it's exciting because, you know, while medicine really has a lot of diagnostic ability, all forms of medicine, natural medicine and conventional medicine, when it really comes down to treatment, it's really a cookbook recipe type thing that's done. It's like, oh, well, you have POTS. And for those listeners that don't know what POTS is, it's postural orthostatic tachycardia, which really is this umbrella term for all kinds of problems like hypotension and people that have this faint very often or they get lightheaded all the time and they have just a whole world of problems. They can get coldness and pain in the extremities, chest pain, shortness of breath, you know, lightheadedness when they stand up, and they have sudden fatigue or even chronic fatigue. Some of these people can't even get out of bed. It's so bad. And medicine really doesn't have a whole lot of solutions once you've exhausted the things that are generally in that cookbook. I mean, we can describe what's gone wrong, but when it comes down to fixing and correcting what's gone wrong in the body, you're really limited. And that's the truth with a lot of the different illnesses. You know, something like 88% of every pharmaceutical only treats the symptoms, meaning the cause of that symptom remains, which also means the illness keeps getting worse underneath that pill. And it might as well be magic or illusion, because if you take that drug away, you realize it was an illusion of health, because underneath that pill, your illness has continued to get bigger.
Well,
not only do you still have your illness, but it's usually worse if you try to get off the medicine. So it's really important for scientists and doctors to come together to try to develop something that actually can touch the cause, the actual causes. And those things are a humongous range of different things that can aggravate the heart. And a lot of references you will read is all about how it's all controlled by the emotions. Well, no, it's not all anything. I mean, it's all body, mind, and spirit, definitely. But if you leave out the fact that heavy metals plays a big role in this, well, then you're going to experience dysfunction, maybe like anxiety, but the anxiety wasn't what created it. It's that chicken and the egg. What came first? Well, generally the toxicity in the heart, the infections in the heart, the kidney problems that don't show up on blood tests but are there nonetheless.
Well, you know, you're really covering some good and interesting information. I like your discussion about treating the symptoms. I see medications as acute interventions more than long-term.
Absolutely. And I don't want the listeners to think that I'm like saying, go off all your drugs. What I am saying is that the exciting thing about some of this new science is that it enables us to now help many people be able to get off those drugs.
And well said. I like to give this example that low magnesium will contribute to hypertension, and a medicine
and even tachycardia.
Absolutely, tachycardias, all kinds of arrhythmias. So if the medication, and I had a patient where this happened, I warned him that his medication may lower the blood pressure too low as we corrected the magnesium, and that's what happened. He went back to his physician, who said, get off that magnesium, that's dangerous. He said, no, that's corrected what was wrong to begin with. I want to get off the medication. And it really is a shift in thinking. And I think all professionals, you may have gone through it yourself. I certainly went through it, had that aha moment when
right.
they understand it.
It is amazing. And when you give the body what it truly needs, health follows rapidly very often. And that's the thing about heart disease very often is it's what we assumed could not be fixed. We're seeing now that things like mitral valve prolapse or regurgitation in the valves. Remember, 80% of the heart problems originate in the valves, and most people have palpitations as a result, or they have the tachycardia as a result, or maybe it's a neurological problem that creates it. But where these things live, it can be corrected. And what we see with the phonocardiology, and let me introduce that term, because phonocardiology is a new term to most people. Now, everyone's heard of an EKG or an ECG, which is electrocardiogram. It takes the electrical reading of the heart. But the thing about an ECG that most people don't realize, and a lot of my patients will come in to my clinic and say, I had a perfect ECG, and how come your phonocardiogram finds all these arrhythmic situations and valve problems that the ECG didn't? Well, people don't realize the ECG doesn't show the problem until after the heart has had some damage done to it. Isn't that amazing?
That is.
That's important. And the really amazing thing is we can see with a phonocardiogram, which is an amazing technology that's just been brought out, where the software, well, actually phonocardiology actually goes all the way back to 1930s, but now we have high definition digital stethoscopes. You know, the stethoscope
right, yes.
is what your classical MD wears around his neck. Well, now we have the ability to not just hear what the doctor can hear through the simple stethoscope, but we have super hearing, if you will, with the digital stethoscopes. They're, the ones that we use are made by thinklabs.com, and that company is has software packaged with it that allows us to see a visual cardiogram of the sounds of your heart. Okay, so we can listen to your heart, we can hear the problems in your heart, we can see the problems in your heart using a phonocardiogram before they actually would ever manifest on an echocardiogram.
Now, Dr. Jernigan, this is a critical discussion point, and what I want to do is make sure in the next segment we cover it. And I will ask you to re-describe and redefine it at the beginning of the next segment. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning, and you can join us next week for Kevin's nutrition discussion. That, again, is Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Now, today's guest is David A. Jernigan, BSDC, and Dr. Jernigan is a published author nationally recognized as a leader in biological medicine and treatment of chronic illness. We have been discussing cardiovascular problems, specifically the heart. We talked about the heart-brain that is connected and related to the brain in the I think I'm saying this right, Dr. Jernigan, and 65% of the neurons found in the heart are in the brain. So let's continue that
identical
discussion.
Identical to those in the brain, yes.
Yes, identical. That's news. So thank you for that piece of information. Let's continue with the discussion that we've been talking about, the phonocardiology.
Okay, and just to refresh everyone, if you weren't able to join us in the first segment, arrhythmias and heart problems, tachycardias, palpitations of the heart, this is where you feel the heart beating abnormally in your chest, maybe it rolls around even in your chest. All of these problems have root causes, but medicine is really limited many times to things like beta blockers, and even when those don't work, even young people, athletes, are severely affected by this. So if you think, oh, basically I'm healthy, I just had a physical exam with my doctor and he said I have a clean bill of health because he listened to my heart with a stethoscope and he did an ECG test and the ECG came out beautiful. Well, there's some realities that everyone needs to remember. Number one is that an ECG test will not detect problems all the time until the heart muscle has been damaged. So it's only after you've had problems that the EKG will find it or the ECG will find it. Whereas the newest technology, which is high definition digital stethoscopes, these are actually new technology that has computerized software that comes with it that enables you not only to hear things you would never hear with a conventional stethoscope, but you can see a digital representation like an ECG. Everyone's used to seeing that. Sometimes on the medical shows, you see the heart monitor and it's going to, you know, it's beeping and the line goes up and down with all the different beats of the heart, right? Well, that's an electrical impulse. And the sound of the heart, remember is so important because, like we said at the beginning of this, the heart is really part of the body's dual processor computer system. The heart and the brain are the dual processors of the body. Now, like you said, Dana, you said everyone knows the gut-brain connection.
Right.
But very little did we understand how important the heart-brain connection is. And that many times when we take a recording of this, we can actually see the arrhythmias. We can see the problems in the heart valves. We can see the mitral valve prolapse, and we can see the mitral and tricuspid regurgitation, if you will, and stenosis and all kinds of different rhythmic problems in the heart long before the EKG would ever pick it up.
Well, I know you're the pioneer group in the development of this. How did you come into it? How what was the aha moment for you when you figured out that you could use the digital stethoscope? I'm just fascinated by the technology.
Well, I was unaware of the technology myself until I trained with Dr. Chris Astle-Smith. He's a doctor of osteopathy out of England, and he introduced the concepts of phonocardiology in its newest presentation. And I was able to take what he had taught and twist it and turn it into knowing what I had already studied about the heart and the brain and the connections that way into what we now call neurocardial synchronization technique. That's a mouthful, so we just say NCS, but it's neurocardial synchronization, because, again, if you recognize that the heart and the brain in your head are the dual processors, and they need to talk to each other all the time. The heart helps regulate the brain, it turns out, and the brain helps regulate the heart, but that the heart emits laser-like emissions. Now check this out. Laser-like emissions of light information, like fiber optically, to the DNA. You're, with every beat of your heart, you're emitting electromagnetic frequencies and light. That's what runs the body. It's like fiber optics. We used to think that the nervous system runs everything. But we can now track a nerve impulse, or they've been able to do that forever, and the fastest a nerve impulse can travel is only 400 miles an hour. Way too slow to be what's really enabling your body to process the sheer magnitude of data that you're processing at any given time. And the heart, like I say, is imprinting the DNA through laser-like emissions of light. So if we're going to synchronize that brain and the heart so that they're talking again, I make the analogy sometimes it's like taking an old couple that's been married for 50 years maybe, but they don't like each other and they just basically live under the same roof. You put them in a room together and force them to talk after all this time. Because what we can do is we can take the audio recording of your heartbeat, which is embedded inside of all that sound are command signals that the brain has not been hearing. Maybe since you were born. Maybe there was just a miscommunication, if you will, for all intents and purposes, between the heart and the brain from birth. And we can have you listen to that through headphones, and all kinds of problems start happening. Like I said, it's like putting that couple together into the room, forcing them to communicate for the first time in a long time. And then we can pick up those problems using a technology called bioresonant scanning that we developed here at the Hansa Center and figure out what's going wrong and synchronize those impulses so that the heart and brain can communicate.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? And from there, it's amazing because we can do repeated phonocardiograms. And remember, it's going to produce a graph, kind of like an ECG would. And we can see right then and there, not like sometime like 3 months from now, but right in that same office visit, we can see the arrhythmias improving. And then we keep testing your body to figure out where the problems are coming from. Maybe it's heavy metals. Maybe it's a neurological issue that we can actually give you, thankfully, natural remedies. Like we discussed before we got on the program, we have about 4,000 different natural remedies, some of the best from all over the world. Homeopathic remedies, we use nutritional supplements, we use botanical formulas, Asian formulas, we use all kinds of things from all over the world. Because we can now test to what specific remedy your body needs dynamically at that moment, and then we can repeat the phonocardiogram and actually see the improvement right then, right there. And it's so exciting because, like I said at the very first segment of this show, very often medicine is only ever going to treat the symptom, which means you'll never be able to get off the medicine. Unless your body can fix it, which sometimes happens, you're going to be a slave to that drug forever, the beta blockers forever, whatever they put you on, because it's not fixing anything. So what's really exciting is we're doing these repeat phonocardiograms right there and finding more and more problems. And as it keeps getting better, we keep having you listen back to the more improved recording and finding even more problems come up until finally the phonocardiogram comes back perfect.
Wow. You know, this is really impressive, and it reminds me of so many things that are happening right now in technology, whether we're talking about what we're learning about what's inside the mitochondria to dark holes in space. This is so interesting. I think back to Semmelweis, who was berated and died a pauper in an institution because he dared to suggest that there was something invisible that was passed on when doctors performed autopsies and then delivered babies, and that you could prevent the infections by washing hands. That seems so basic, and it's just wonderful to look in a very short period of human time on Earth where we are.
I know. It wasn't too awful long ago. Nobody thought, none of the minds of the world thought that blood circulated, not even that long ago.
Really?
No, there's an actually excellent book by Dr. Reardon called Medical Mavericks that has your, you know, Semmelweis' story, but it also has the story of how the first doctor to propose that blood actually circulates through the body was greatly ostracized.
Wow.
Yes, and so again, like they say, you know a pioneer by the arrows in their back, so, you know.
Well, I actually went to the University of Maryland, which is here, and it's the oldest dental school in the country and one of the oldest medical schools, and they have a secret room. This is fascinating. It's a historical building now that you, when you go into the building, you do not know where that room is, and it's in the center, and it's a bit lower. And the doors are secret to get through. And that's where the medical students did dissection because it was against the law and learned about the human body.
Wow.
That was, I think it was in the 1800s. I don't know the exact date, but we sat in that room, and it has the same chairs that were there, and that's a really short period of time, too. I know, you know, 100 to 200 years sounds like a long time, but not when you think of where we were 100 years ago, 200, 500, 1,000, 200,000.
Right.
We are making unbelievable progress in every area of technology, and what you're describing is so significant.
Well, it really is beyond even just the condition of arrhythmias and palpitations and valve problems and electrical problems of the heart, because, as I said before, it was that the heart imprints the DNA. Remember, there's 744 million miles of DNA in the human body. All of that DNA and the expression of that blueprint of your body is dynamically played upon through the heart information. So what I'm really saying is this goes way beyond just the heart, because how your DNA is expressed,
epigenetics,
is exactly through like epigenetics. It's like the soft, if I modify the software of your body through correcting this through neurocardial synchronization, you actually have better genetic output.
And it makes sense. I want to carry this on in the next segment. This is very exciting. And folks, if you've just tuned in with us, this is The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from David Jernigan.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. I do alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join us next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Now, today's guest is Dr. David Jernigan. He's a published author and a nationally recognized leader in biological medicine and the treatment of chronic illness. We've been talking about the heart, about arrhythmias, about the heart and the brain and their connection. So I'll let you continue that conversation, Dr. Jernigan. It's fascinating.
Well, thank you. So for those who are just joining us again, I don't know if everyone's always joining the conversation synchronously. I want to go back and just kind of say, you know, what we're talking about in large part is the arrhythmia, are the arrhythmias of the heart, things like POTS, which is P-O-T-S, which is actually postural orthostatic tachycardia. Tachycardia, it sounds like the tachometer on your car, your race car, your sports car. You know, that's RPMs, okay? That's your heart is racing is what POTS is often about. But it can be, it's now like an umbrella term many times because it used to be called by many different names, but it could even be including things that cause hypotension, where it's low blood pressure. It could cause fainting. It can cause lightheadedness, dizziness, vertigo. It can just cause severe fatigue to suddenly strike. And it's affecting millions of people, and not just the elderly, okay? Matter of fact, just a huge number of those millions are young people, children, and even high-level athletes. And this is arrhythmia where the heart doesn't beat rhythmically. It's either beating too quickly, which is tachycardia, or too slowly, which is bradycardia. And interestingly, you know, a lot of the time medicine has gotten so specialized that very often the hospital, as everyone knows, is broken down into departments. So the nephrologist, which deals with kidneys, doesn't really deal with the heart so much, but he might have a little good training there. But you really have the heart is being controlled sometimes largely by the kidneys and the adrenals, which are the glands that sit like scoops of ice cream melting on top of the kidneys that secrete norepinephrine and epinephrine. But the kidneys themselves control heart rate through hormones. Hormones are nothing but chemical messengers that tell an organ to do something, increase or decrease doing something. So the kidneys secrete angiotensin 1 and 2. These are hormones that increase the rate. So if too much angiotensin 1 and 2 are being secreted by the kidneys, then you're going to have heart racing sometimes. I mean, that's not the only cause. I mean, it can be caused by so many different things. Even the emotions, as everyone has experienced, when you get scared, your heart rate goes up. Physical activity, obviously, your heart rate goes up, but sometimes it goes way too high for no reason. And again, tachycardia can be a very scary situation, creating all kinds of tremors and just chest pains and shortness of breath, and people think they're having a heart attack, and many times they do. So, again, that just kind of catches us up a little bit about tachycardia and POTS. And bradykinin, by the way, is the other hormone from the kidneys that actually slows down the heart rate. So if you're not able to release that hormone correctly, then, again, you're not going to be able to slow down the heart rate correctly. So we were talking before the break about how that the heart imprints the DNA through laser-like emissions of light, that the body runs itself biophotonically. It's how the software of your body works. So, Dana, have you had speakers on that talk about the software of the body?
Not really. I mean, sometimes they refer to it as an analogy, but we haven't really talked about it in depth. So go ahead.
Well, it's amazing because, again, medicine generally will not talk about something they can't test. Okay? They won't talk about the mesenchyme. They won't talk about the lymph fluid because you can't stick a needle in it and draw lymph fluid out generally unless you go to a lymph node. So there's a lot that we have to kind of use analogies for. But the body really is run by software. Like you can take all the natural foods you want. It isn't just chemicals that just kind of bang around inside of your body. Nutrients just banging around until they finally reach the target tissue. There is a software to the body, and that's why even correcting these arrhythmias and synchronizing the heart brain and the head brain, that dual processor aspect of your body that runs everything, is so important. It's not just about what's happening in the heart. It's a reflection on what the software is doing that's controlling that incredible amount of DNA. Now, most people don't realize that a strand of DNA is 10 feet long. If you stretch it out, it's 10 feet long in every cell, so 100 trillion cells. You line it all up, it would reach 744 million miles. Enough DNA in the one human body to, if you lined it up, it would reach from here to Jupiter and back.
Wow.
That's impressive. But the DNA, as we all recognize, is just a blueprint for your body. So the blueprint of a house even is like it's the walls, it's the windows, it's the door, where is the front porch, what's the shape of your house. So the blueprint really doesn't change a whole lot. That's why you wake up every single day looking like you. You don't like sometimes wake up and you look like somebody else because your blueprint changed. But there is software that's emitted throughout the body. You might say it's somewhat the autonomic nervous system. That part of the nervous system that you have no voluntary control over, that runs everything, that's emitted through this laser-like emissions, through the DNA. And that software enables you to have the dirty dishes in the sink, if that's what you're doing inside of the blueprint of your house. It enables you to have brown paint on the wall or a carpet here and sofas there. And you know what I'm saying? That's what's controlling the expression of your DNA.
Well,
sometimes we call that the epigenetics a little bit, but that's even a little pared down to even mind-body instead of really the software. Now, I want to introduce some really cool research because it proves my point, and it's very latest and greatest. It's from the Nobel Prize-winning Dr. Luc Montagnier. And I don't even know that this article got published that much. But what Dr. Montagnier did, and again, he's the Nobel Prize-winning doctor who identified initially the HIV virus, and he won the Nobel Prize for that in AIDS. So his latest research, he was able to take a beaker of distilled water and put all the ingredients that it would take to make DNA. Okay, this is like baking a cake, right? You put some flour in, you put some eggs in, you put some vanilla extract, you put a little baking powder maybe, and sugar, and you don't have a cake yet, do you?
Right.
You got to mix it up, cook it up, do whatever you're going to do to it, right, to make a cake. But he just put all the ingredients necessary to make DNA into this beaker, and then he took the electromagnetic signature of, let's say, the HIV DNA strand, and imprinted that software. It's essentially, what he did is he captured that software that's unique, that electromagnetic signature software that's unique to the HIV DNA, not the actual virus, just the DNA, and imprinted that water that has all the ingredients in it, and all those ingredients lined up in perfect strands.
So they
of HIV DNA.
Yeah. So they produce the HIV DNA.
From the frequencies, if you will. I mean, that's a generic term, frequency, but from the electromagnetic signature. And they did the same thing with the Lyme disease DNA from Borrelia burgdorferi. They were able to actually, he actually did this repeatedly and published his work, where you could just put the frequency of the DNA strand itself. Not, I hate to say frequency, because anyone who knows electronics and physics will understand that's just a catch-all term. It's not really, it may be better to say the electromagnetic signature. So what's important about this is when you have arrhythmias, when you have heart problems, you definitely have software problems. This same software even controls the DNA itself and how it is arranged, whether you actually are expressing a mutation. Like if you had a plus minus on a genetic test, that means you have a mutation on one side of a gene from your mother's side maybe, and you don't have the mutation on your dad's side. Well, it doesn't mean you're not going to be able to use that gene. What it does mean is if your software is working great, meaning your heart is working correctly, then the expression that comes through there is on the good side of the DNA.
Right.
Isn't that neat? The good side of the gene.
It is, and I'm trying to remember, because what you're talking about is not new to me. So either I've picked it up in an article, but it makes so much sense, and it's in line with so many other discoveries about the human body and how mitochondria work, and more discussion about brain function. I mean, this is right in line with it. Excellent.
Well, I'm so glad. Because it's an important discovery, and it's coming on the heels of phonocardiography, this latest technology that is enabling us to take a recording of the heartbeat, play that recording back to you through your ears, using headphones, of course, and then watching the problems that show up and capturing those signals of the problems using the bioresonant scanning. And then using that bioresonant scanning to identify what your body needs to fix it. And from there, we synchronize the brain and the heart for the first time, and your dual processor of your body can work correctly again. I mean, there are children that I've treated that basically had no life. They were just laying in bed all the time because they couldn't even sit up without their heart absolutely creating massive problems. I mean, they're missing out on their childhood. There's athletes. We watch athletes and we kind of go, wow, why is it that one day this high-level Olympic athlete can just blow the rest of the world out of the water, maybe set a world record, and yet the very next day or soon after, they cannot perform very good at all. And yet so sports medicine people have been watching and saying, well, you need – oh, let's modify your diet. But is it truly a deficiency? Or is it a loss of coherence, if you will, that ability for the body to produce and transmit signals correctly that creates this? And that is the answer. It is the loss of coherence between the heart and the brain and the heart and the rest of the body that creates this inability to perform mentally, emotionally, you know, physically, to have stamina. Again, the heart is such an important tissue because, again, it is the generator of the body. It actually generates 5,000 times stronger electricity than the whole, I mean, electromagnetic energy than the whole nervous system put together.
You know, this is so interesting because you're integrating so much. You talked about all of the remedies, nutrients, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and then you can see how those impact. You can see it immediately. And I like the term synchronizing. I mean, it makes such sense. So, unfortunately, we're getting ready to go into our last segment, and we will continue this conversation. For those who've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting discussion with David Jernigan. We're talking about the heart. We're talking about arrhythmias and the software of the body, the heart. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been a world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNatural.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I want to remind you they've got a wonderful sale going on now through May 23rd. You can save 25% on almost all the products, including the practitioner brand. So make sure you take advantage of the sale. You have to go into the store in Bethesda to take advantage of the sale. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and Kevin will be here, my co-host. He'll have a nice discussion on nutrition next Sunday. Today, we've been talking with Dr. David Jernigan, a published author and nationally recognized as a leader in biological medicine and the treatment of chronic illness. We have been talking about the brain, the heart brain, and how the heart and brain are similar in their connections. And we have really gone into a discussion of phonocardiology, the use of a high definition digital stethoscope with computerized software, so you can hear through a digital stethoscope the heart rate like it's not been heard before, and see it in software like we see in ECG, but much more specific. So that's sort of my rough summary. I'll let Dr. Jernigan spin off from this and finish up on this fascinating subject of how the, to me, what I'm hearing from you, Dr. Jernigan, and it doesn't matter what happens to one part of your body, the rest of the body knows it. It's a constant communication that's tighter and more thorough than we ever recognized.
Right. And I want to thank you again for having me on your program. This is actually the first time I've released this into the general media. So people that have been listening may kind of want to know, where in the world do you get this done? How do I get it done? How does my doctor learn this? This is an innovation that I developed based on the work of Dr. Chris Astle-Smith, who's a doctor of osteopathy out of England, and he actually developed the phonocardiology concepts and even synchronizing the heart and the brain to some degree. And I've just taken his work and even advanced it using the bioresonance scanning that we've developed, and I've actually written a repertory for doctors that actually itemizes for everything we can find on that phonocardiogram, you know, the software that you mentioned that lets us see your heart sounds just like an EKG would be reflected in, you know, the little blips of the lub-dub sound, which is your valves of your heart closing. And we can see extra beats. We can see the arrhythmias. We can see conduction problems. We can see stenosis and regurgitation reflected there. And so for everything we can see on that, the repertory that I've written actually provides a list of what natural things would actually the doctor want to be able to test to see if that would fix what's going on in your body. But again, the beautiful thing I would say, Dana, too, about this is the, you know, because I think a lot of listeners are always watching for me to say, well, take this, like we talked about earlier, take magnesium and that'll fix you. And obviously you hear about that sometimes where somebody took magnesium glycinate, let's say, and boom, their arrhythmia went away. Or they took krill oil and their arrhythmia went away. Or they took some other omega-3, like fish oils, in it, and their palpitations went away. But with the phonocardiogram, we can actually see beyond just the experience of the symptom. We can see, really, maybe even, you know, CoQ10, theoretically, could throw somebody's heart off. And we can see that on repeat cardiograms, these phonocardiograms. We can see the effect of what it is that we're doing. If you did a manual treatment, if the patient actually maybe started getting emotional, you would see how that emotion affects the heart in real time, not sometime later. And this isn't about just like, oh, here, take this pill and never stop taking it, which is what doctors are doing. If your doctor didn't say, hey, take this supplement or take this medicine, and after 3 months, you should be able to get off, you know that that drug is not fixing anything, right?
Not
you
long
have
term.
To take it forever. It's what's called a lifetime drug.
Yes.
Do you really want your child taking beta blockers for the rest of their life? Do you really want to take a pharmaceutical of any kind for the rest of your life? Or would you rather be able to identify what's gone wrong in the first place, what's going to fix it, and see that it actually got fixed? And that's what's really exciting to me, is because we're the innovators of this neurocardial technology, the neurocardial synchronization, I mean. And now we're seeing people that are coming back months later and haven't been under treatment for months. When we do their repeat phonocardiogram, it's beautiful. It's maintaining, which is really amazing that you can actually see these things maintain long term. And because the heart, as we talked about, influences the brain and vice versa, then we have improved cognition, we have improved stamina, we have improved energy throughout the muscles, we have improved performance on every single level. We have emotions that people thought they resolved through talk therapy and all kinds of different emotional clearing that actually do clear, and they just feel almost euphoric sometimes after this. It's not every time, because not everybody has this emotional issue, right?
Right.
But a lot of the time people come out going, wow. I mean, we had a lady that was having seizures really horribly, and they just stopped after one treatment. I mean, it was pretty phenomenal.
It's wonderful when we see that. And this also explains something I experience and have experienced in clinical work for more than 40 years, that someone will say, when I started this supplement or took this food, I felt this symptom go away, this stopped, this resolved. And I couldn't always make sense of it, but I didn't doubt, as you hear repeatedly, that perhaps that nutrient, that food, had an impact that I was not familiar with. So you're making sense at many levels. I also...
Well, if I can jump in right there.
Go ahead.
You're bringing up a good point. I want to say, too, if you have to keep taking something, let's say like magnesium, I'm not picking on magnesium, but it's a common one that people often take. If you must take magnesium forever in order to keep your heart functioning or feeling like it's functioning correctly, it, too, is not doing anything but masking the symptoms, which is no better than taking the drug. I mean, yeah, it's better because maybe it's not going to have the toxic effects of a pharmaceutical, maybe, or the sledgehammer effects of a pharmaceutical on your body, but the ideal is that you don't have to take anything in order for your body to function. That's the goal, is to get your body at its optimum integrity, and you're back to being like a child, maybe, if you were healthy as a child, and you're not having to take something every day just so your heart beats correctly.
Well, lots of good information. I want to thank you, Dr. Jernigan, for joining us. How can people get to your site? Give us that information.
Well, they can go to our clinic site, which is hansacenter.com, www.hansacenter.com. And I encourage people to actually follow my fan page on Facebook. I put I call them health tips, but they end up usually being longer posts on health topics every day, virtually every day. And they're archived on my fan page, which is dr, as in doctor, dot David, all one word, dr dot David, and then Jernigan, J-E-R-N-I-G-A-N. And just follow me on that, and I'll have updates. I even have some of this neurocardial synchronization posts that are archived on there. I have videos that I've done, lunch lectures that we put on at our clinic for people to watch. YouTube channel on the Hansa Center YouTube channel, or you could just Google my name and you can find hundreds of posts that I've given throughout my career.
Well, thank you, Dr. Jernigan, and thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.